Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's Thursday. Gotta get down on Thursday.
Get out.
I don't know the next words. Hello, everyone.
Nobody does. That was the whole point of the Friday song.
Welcome back to another Thursday. Another week has rolled around. It's another mini-sode.
It is.
Ghost of Boyfriends Past, here with Tom Harris and Elizabeth Best.
Hello.
Apologies. And
we've got stories. This week it's all about stories.
Yes,
we're not going to answer any of your questions. We're not doing that shit.
Right.
That was last mini-sode. If that's what you want, you go back last week and you listen to our back catalogue. Because this week we're going to read you the shit that you sent in to us.
Yes.
That's... We do.
We're not giving opinions. We're not giving information.
We will give opinions. Yeah, you can't stop us. We can't stop us.
No. Believe it. Yeah, believe us.
Well, I try really hard to not judge and have opinions on people, but then I get a podcast to give me an outlet for such things. So it will happen. Tom, do you want to open up
crack,
with the first
Yeah, I was going to say, can I crack off with a funny little one?
Please do.
Or an awkward little one. Here we go. The first date went well, or so I thought. On the second date, he literally... brought his mother. Pause. I thought maybe something had happened, but she starts talking before he does and tells me she's here to make sure her son isn't dating some whore and proceeds to ask me 20 questions. Do you go to church? Are you a virgin? Are you planning on having at least 3 kids? I bailed immediately and told him to fuck off and lose my number forever.
Yes, dump them.
Wow.
We'll press it again.
Just dump them.
There we go. Now we've got the levels right. Goodbye.
Can you imagine?
No.
Second date, a parent is there.
No. And like not only a parent just being there, but a parent just being there and giving you an interrogation to make sure you're not a whore.
Yes. Does this happen on every
date? I would have turned that around and been like, oh, you're here to check I'm not a whore. Sorry, I am. In fact, your son paid me $300 last day and he still owes me another floor. So can you pay up, please?
If it was Tom before 26, 27, I would have... that would have killed me and I would have run away crying. But now I believe going forward that
Tom would find a comeback of some kind.
All right, here we go.
This is the game we're playing.
Yeah,
then you could turn around and interview her and just be like, I want to make sure that you're not a whore because I don't date sons of bitches.
So that's only one story in. We're up and about, Liz.
I'm going to lower the mood considerably.
Oh, good.
I have a story that was written into us via our Facebook page.
Oh, please take us away.
Okay. I once shared a house with some friends, a single guy and another couple. And the other couple were a lawyer and his unemployed psycho girlfriend. I know that it's totally a stereotype to say that she was a psycho, but she hit all the hallmarks. She felt that she was the only rational person, that she had random violent mood swings. She was easily bored when the focus was off her. She acted impulsively. She never took responsibility for her own shortfalls, blaming them on others. She preferred to take everything from her partner rather than make her own way in life. And she was under the delusion that there was nothing wrong with her. She never finished year 10. She'd never worked. She didn't have or want a license, but would not take public transport. She would keep her boyfriend in line by telling him that he was stupid, ugly, would never get anyone else to love him.
Charming.
Mm-hmm. As people became aware of her issues and brought it up, she would cut them. It's a really awkward line break where it just says she would cut them out of their lives.
Okay.
They would have a knockdown, drag out physical fight and the house would shake because of it. Because she was tiny and blonde and he was a man of certain stature, he would not fight back except to defend himself.
Yes.
In one particular altercation, she hit him so hard that she broke her own arm.
Fuck.
When she was asked, "Hey, Sasha," not her name, "what did you learn from that?" She said, "Next time I'll reach for a weapon." Towards the end of our time living with them, I was sleeping with a knife under my pillow. Sasha and her punching bag are not together anymore. Good. He is now married to a much nicer lady.
Good.
Sasha is, however, still getting money from her punching bag to pay her rent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good that the other man is happy and moved on. That's good. That's nice.
I feel like he has not completely moved on if he is still giving her money in some way, shape or form.
Yes. Oh, dear.
Yeah. To be part of a relationship that is so volatile that your housemates sleep with a knife under their pillow is fucked.
Yes.
Up.
I'm quite glad that this is a question. This is a stories and not a
questions
episode.
We don't have to give advice.
Yeah.
I got nothing. Wow. Yeah. I got nothing.
I'm just glad it's not me. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Do you want a little one? I'll try and bounce us back up a little bit.
Bounce us back up a bit.
Okay. Yeah. It was. Okay, so this was someone's like, it was my fourth date. I think they've phrased it oddly. It was my fourth date ever, I think, with this man. Anyway. It was my fourth date. He was stunning, but we were still in that slightly awkward getting to know each other phase.
I think it was their fourth date. Yeah.
We had a few wines at my place, and it was going great. Things started to heat up. The fairy lights were on, candles and incense going. The works. I bent over seductively to grab a condom. Mm. His eyes were on me, and my hair caught fire. Shit. He screamed. I tried to play it off cool with an "oh, it happens all the time" kind of laugh.
Oh, this whole thing? I've had this fire in my hair forever.
It was so awkward. We continued silently. The room absolutely reeked of burnt hair.
That is the worst smell.
Traumatic.
Too.
It is a terrible
smell.
It smells
like
God.
Death. Like, not that I've smelled death, but I imagine that it would smell like burning hair.
It's close. You've never set yourself or part of yourself alight.
I have accidentally set my... Well, look how long my fucking hair is. Of course I've set this shit on fire before.
My question was going to be on a date, but...
Yeah, not on a date.
Never, you've avoided that one.
I nearly set myself on fire at a show when someone put a candle on a table that I was supposed to lie down on, fortunately for me, because I was wearing a very synthetic wig, the candle tipped over and put itself out.
Ooh.
So I had a head covered in wax, but it could have been really fucking dangerous because no one told me that candle was on the table. Anyway, moving on. Okay, well...
Are we going back down?
No. We're going to stick with your theme of
okay.
Amusing date
Great.
Things. Okay, this is from a guy. Recently, I've been getting into a beverage called Kava. It's non-addictive, good for sleep, and great for people that need to stay away from alcohol. Ain't nothing free, though it's benefited me greatly. It tears my stomach to shreds. But that's part of the beauty of it. You try and abuse it, and it will make you feel like shit. Well, last night, I suppose I must have had one cup too many. I wake up around 7 a.m. this morning. It's like there's a rock in my stomach. I rush to get ready for work, run through our morning routine, in the shower, feeling quite unwell. And in hindsight, this should have been the point where I maybe forced myself to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
I step into my room, I tell my girlfriend goodbye, and her little eyes flutter open. While going in for a kiss, I'm met with quite a nasty burp.
Oh no.
Kava burps are terrible. It's like a cross between spoiled milk and mud, if you can imagine. And then the floodgates overfloweth. I'm about 4 inches away from her beautiful face, and my cheeks are filled with vomit. The force of it is so intense that it spews out my nose, splattering on her face, a good stream of it getting in her eye, and I quickly pull back as it spews out of my mouth, getting all over her and the bed. The sink is as far as I could possibly make it, and my aim was not stellar. It was now all over the fucking counter, on my toothbrush, on her hairbrush. I return to the bedroom with my tail tucked between my legs, and she's sitting there in disbelief, patting herself with a towel. Her eye is fire engine red and barely able to open. My nostrils are burning like hell, and she tells me it's fine, asks me if I'm okay, but she's not fooling anyone. She's livid. Who would blame her? I mosey on to work. Radio silence until lunchtime. I get a text, how you feeling, pukey? We've been together for a while now, but this is a watershed moment. Such an event will be a bone of contention for any normal couple, but I don't know, guys. I think this relationship has legs. I'll be picking up flowers on my way home today.
Wow. He literally carved her in vomit.
Yeah. Get out.
I had to wait a long time for you to finish. I didn't want to interrupt. But that's great because sometimes those odd, crazy situations will happen and it'll just steal you guys together, fuse you in the fire
just
of awkwardity.
This joke that you will always have together, and I'm about it.
Oh, but
I've got so two more. I've got one that is very short and one that is a little bit longer.
Oh, come on, Liz. Let's have both of them.
Okay, fine. My friends and I would go out here and there, and I'd take and I would fake having an accent to pick chicks up, just generally to have a laugh with my friends. I mean, it's so good. I've literally convinced people from that particular country that I was from there without an issue. It's just something I do on drunk nights out, and I find it amusing. Typically, out of nowhere, I'll switch to my regular voice and let whomever in on the joke, and everyone laughs, and it's whatever.
Yep.
Rewind to a few months ago, and I matched with this girl on a dating app, and I figured it would just be a one-and-done date. For starters, don't go on dates if you just think it's going to be one on done. That's fucking rude. And as I was telling my friends about the date, they encouraged me to use the accent and mess about. Anyway, since that date, we've spent every moment of free time together and we are falling in love. We've talked about a serious future with each other and she still thinks I'm from a different fucking country. I just can't bring myself to tell her. I don't know if it's fear of losing her or straight up embarrassment. I know that I need to, but I'm way too fucking deep. I met her parents, for fuck's sakes. What the fuck is wrong with me? This should have been in an Ask Tom and Liz, and I would have been like, everything the fuck is wrong with you.
No sympathy from me, I'm afraid.
If you'd met the girl in a bar and were doing the accent and didn't know how to stop it, I would give you a just pass under the line. But going on a Tinder date with a fake accent is just pathological. That is not right.
Yes, there's no sympathy. If you can't figure out how to...
You should have done your normal honor just jokes that you do with the girls in the bar. Like, what, you just liked this girl so much that you're like, oh, fuck, I'm stuck now?
I can't lie to this poor... I can't tell this lady that I'm not really
crack into a normal accent and then all of a sudden be like, I must have acclimatized overnight. Who knew?
Yeah,
right. that's all
hey,
I
it's
got.
Not it's not advice. We don't have to give advice. This is stories.
Do you have another, or do you want me to finish with my tiny one?
Oh, tiny one.
No, you. No, you.
We're so polite. Okay. This is from an American reader.
Yes. So,
met this girl through Tinder. I'm not going to do an American accent because I'm not. Yeah, why would I? She was from the East Coast, and I live in the West Coast.
Right, that's a long way away.
We meet up, they must be on the same coast. We meet up and she explains to me that she never had the need to drive in the East because public transportation is way easier over there than it is here.
Yes.
She then went on and told me that she really wants to learn how to drive, but doesn't have anyone to show her, let alone a car to learn how to drive on.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the date, I offered my car for her to at least have a taste of what it's like to drive a car. Long story short... I told her what to do, and the second she took her foot off the brake, she panicked when the car started slowly rolling on its own and then slammed into the parked car that was in front of us. I left a note on the other car and never heard from the girl again.
Oh, that's just them in the situation.
It's, putting someone in your car that you've, like, you don't know that well.
Yeah,
give it a whirl. What could go wrong? Answer.
Yeah, I would have tried to not be around other cars, but sure.
So hoisted by your own petard there, dear reader.
Yes. All right, I've got a quick one to finish on. One guy didn't even make it to the date when his first words to me were, "You look like you have a vagina that needs good licking." Well, mister, you look like a guy I'm never fucking talking to again. End of story.
What a pickup line.
Yep.
Yours...
You look like a girl.
Oh, you look like
You look like you have a vagina.
You look wow.
That needs a good licking.
That needs a good licking.
Yeah, I've got nothing. Like, I just... And the worst part is, it's not the first time I've heard that pickup line, and that's I have grim. Had something very similar directed to me multiple times on Tinder, because apparently that's how people think they get dates.
No, it's not the best way to go around it.
Not about it.
Good Lord.
I'm pleased with the you look like a guy I'm never fucking talking to again. That's...
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, strong, yeah. Very strong rebuttal. Yeah. Yeah. Gold star on the rebuttal, yes. There, whoever wrote that one in.
Dating is garbage. Gentlemen, if you are actually wanting to get sex from people, opening up with lines like that will rarely work. There are other ways to... bamboozle some woman into having sex with you. That's almost right. An instant fucking turn off for majority of the women that I have ever spoken to,
yes,
in my
I
life.
Yes, I think we might have even covered pickup lines in a previous
we
episode.
Did.
I'm sure we have. We've
and
gone
that
to the
was
this
not
before.
On the fucking list.
No, that wasn't on the approved list.
All right, guys, if you've got any stories that you would like to write in for us, as you can see, we can read them out and laugh our asses off and provide entertainment to everybody else who's listening out there in listener land. You can write to ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com or contact us on one of the social medias that we are on. We are glad to have your stories, and it's a great way to get the stories out there if you're feeling uncomfortable about actually being a guest on one of our episodes. If you've got some kick-ass story that you need us to share, then write in, change all the names, and then you don't even have a voice to put to it.
That's like, right.
Problem solved. We get your story. You don't have to be outed as having experienced that horror.
That's right. If you are on Facebook, you might want to check out our little Facebook group. Ghosts of Boyfriends Past Group Therapy. Like-minded people chatting about love and life and all things in it.
Yep.
Otherwise, rate, comment, review. But thank you for listening, and we really appreciate your support, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your little day here. Goodbye.
Gollum has an unhealthy obsession about some bit of jewelry.
Doesn't even know this is what the precious is. Stupid therapist.
Cookie Monster's a bit of a stress eater.
Cookie, cookie, cookie!
And homicidal robots really just want their best friend back.
I know I did and said things that she regrets, but why is that my problem?
But what all these monsters really need is therapy. The podcast Therapy for Monsters finally puts monsters in a therapy chair with a real therapist. Me, Tim, your friendly neighborhood therapist. If you'd like to learn a bit and laugh a bit, check out Therapy for Monsters on your favorite podcast app.
A That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.